Im tim tilema. If you want to tell me, Nizirus Muetis, in the second case, where again, you said in 20 days from now I want to be a Nazir. So in 20 days you have to start counting 30 days. And then you also said, but you want to be a Nazir from now. So all you have to do is keep 20 days now, and then 10 days later. But maybe, Im tim tilema, Nizirus Muetis. Kivan di asara yamim hu. The Yasrin, since what you're going to have left over at the end is only 10 days to finish off the first 20 days, Leisolik Leihalan Asarin. Maybe these 10 days is not enough. Because what you have left over is just 10 days. 10 days is not enough for Naziris. A Naziris needs 30 days worth. So Mela, maybe Muetis is no good. If so, Vadai Nazir Meya Yaim. But then the Svara should be, what's going to be if the second Naziris is to be 100 days, kivon the yisle timnin yoimin lipsayif, since it's going to have left over 80 days to go. In other words, you said like this again, that in 20 days from now I want to be a Nazir, which means for 30 days. But then he said, I want to be a Nazir now for 100 days. So if you want to say, you could start counting now the 100 days Naziris, so these first 20 days can be on the count of 100. But then when the 20 days come, he has to start his first Naziris that he said to be for 30 days. So those 30 days are within the first Naziris. When he finishes those 30 days, he goes back to continue to finish off the Naziris that he started before, which has to have 100 days to it. So if he did 20, he has 80 days to go. Now 80 days is a long time. He could have a long Gidul Sar. So Kivon the Istle Timnin Yomim L'Saif, since you can end off with a good 80 days to go, Salkinlay, maybe that you could do. So therefore, maybe the first 20 days is the start for the 100-day Naziris, and when you finish your 30 days after that, you only have 80 days to go. Oilai, maybe still no. Maybe still when you start 100 Naziris, since you know you're going to have to take a break after 20 days, so nothing doing. Maybe still you can't start that Naziris now. So what you have to do is these next 20 days, you're nothing. You're not a Nazir. You can drink wine. When the 20 days are up, then you have to keep 30 days for the Naziris that you said. And first after that, then you first start counting 100 days for the second Naziris. So that's our question. Can you start 20 now and add later 80? Or no, you can't start now. V'yim tim tzolay mechayli. And if you want to tell me yes, you could start. You could start counting these first 20 days for the 100 days Naziris. And then take a break of 30 days for the first Naziris you said. And then continue 80 days. If you say you could do that way, Omar, what's going to be if the person said like this? Hareini nazir li'achar chof yom. I want to become a nazir after 20 days. He woke up one morning and he said, in 20 days from now I want to become a nazir. U'me'ach shav nazir olam. And from now I want to start to be a nazir olam. The din of a nazir olam we had before is that you're a nazir the rest of your life, but whenever your hair is very heavy on you, you have a right to take a haircut. Like Avishalom did. It was a machlokes there, if it means once a year, or once in a month, but I call him, that's a Nazir Olam. So what's going to be if you said like this, after 20 days I want to be a Nazir, a regular Nazir for 30 days. And after that he said, but today I want to start counting to be a Nazir Olam. Mahal, what's the locha? Mi chay lalei, once far as yes, he could do that. Let him start counting these next 20 days. He's a Nazir Olam. Then he stops and counts 30 days for his regular Naziris. And then he goes back to be a Nazir Olam. Oilai, maybe you can't continue. Again, maybe since 20 days is not a Naziris, so you can't stop right now. You're not allowed to break it off. Yeah, so all this is a part of the questions that he asked him. And in Tim Slain, if you want to tell me, Hocha, Tivan the Efsha, Lishishule Chayla, since over here, the Naziris that's going to be interrupted in the middle is a regular Naziris, which you could be sure, take off that Naziris. Therefore, maybe it could be chayl. In other words, right now, today, you want to start counting your Naziris Olam. The Naziris for the rest of your life. What's the problem? That in 20 days from now, you're going to have to stop that count and start like a new count for 30 days. Because you're makabel first to be a regular Nazir. But that count of 30 days, that regular Naziris, you could be shayl on. You could go to a chokham to be matter the neder, take off that Naziris. So since that Naziris could be uprooted, therefore, it's a swear to say that when you say now you want to start counting the Naziris Olam, we let you start counting the Naziris Olam. Like, we don't look like these middle 30 days should be an interruption, should stop you from starting now. If you want to say that svara, what would be though like this though? What's going to be if he says, Omar, if the person says, Hareini Nozir Shimshin Liachar Esrim Yom? The person wakes up one morning and says, in 20 days from now, I want to start to become a Nozir Shimshin. A Nozir Shimshin also is a Nozir Leilam, that he can't drink wine, he can't touch, he can't take a haircut, but he could touch Mason. But the Chumra of Nozir Shimshin is, like we had before, it wasn't a Kabbalah through a pair. Shimshin was not a Nozir because he was Makabal upon himself. That was like a Nevuah, he was supposed to be a Nozir. Therefore, you can't be shail on this Naziris. You can't take off this Naziris. Once a person is Makabal upon himself to be a Nozir Shimshin, he remains that way Li'elam. So therefore, here it's a new question. What's going to be again if he says, after 20 days from now, I want to become a Nozir Shimshin? And he says, right now I want to be a Stam Nozir. Mao, here we have a good Shaila. Because if you want to say you should start counting the regular Naziris now, for these next 20 days, but since we know for sure 100%, after the 20 days, you're going to have to stop your count, because you're going to become a Nozir Shimshin, and that you can't be Shaila on. So, here you can't be sure, you can't take away the Nazira Shimshin. So, if so, Michaela, maybe then it should not be Chal at all. Your first Nazira, like you can't become a Nazir. So, really comes out, you can never be Mekayim, that second Chayv that you have upon yourself. Because once in 20 days from now, you start to become a Nazir Shimshin, that's it, like that remains Leilam. Then Echlami, as I says, after the question is that these next 20 days you'll be mutter to drink wine, to touch Mason, because you're not a Nazir at all. After 20 days you're going to have to start to become a Nazir Shimshin, and that's it. Once you're a Nazir Shimshin, you remain that way, Li'elam. You'll never be able to be Mekayim, your second Chayv, to become a Stam Nazir. So that's the question. Michal Alay, another question I have. Omar, let's say a person says, K'moshe B'shiva B'yadim. Person wakes up one morning and says, I want to be like Moshe was b'shiva b'yadir. So my, what's the halacha? Now we know on Zayin b'yadir, both Moshe was born and Moshe was mace. So the question is, what does this person mean to say? If he's looking upon the fact that he died on Zayin b'yadir, like Torah speaks out, most probably the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, a lot of people were makabel upon themselves to be a Nazir. So maybe this person also means to be a Nazir. Like I'm saying something, I want to be like Moshe, b'shiva b'yadir. So if he means to say, I want to be like the day that Moshe died, on Zayin b'yadir, most probably means to makabel upon himself to be a Nazir. But there's also the way to look at it. Moshe was born on Zayin b'yadir. So maybe he wants to be b'simcha, like to be happy, as if to say, I want to be happy like the day Moshe was born. That's how he says, Omar ki Moshe b'zayin b'yadir mahu. T'v'yayim hivola adayinu b'zayin b'yadir simcha. Simcha gedolah, it's a tremendous simcha. Over yoy moysa b'zayin b'yadar, mistama rabim nadra b'nazir, for rabba nazirim b'yisrael mach matzar. In other words, the zayin b'yadar that Moshe died, a lot of people became nazirim. But the zayin b'yadar that Moshe was born, with a lot of simchas. Now this person said, stam, who I'm a b'stam? Aho, I want to be. K'moysha yadorisha Moshe b'zayin b'yadar. I want to be now the same way that people were when Moshe was there on Zayin B'yadir. So we don't know what it means to say. Does it mean to say I want to be the way people were on the Zayin B'yadir when Moshe Rabbeinu died? That then a lot of people became Nazirim. So it means to come upon himself Nazir, to be a Nazir also. Or else no, it means to say I want to be the way people were when Moshe were born, that there was a big Simcha involved. So therefore, what's the Lacha Mai? What's the Lacha? What does this person have to become? Does he have to become a Nazir or not? So these are all the questions that they asked. And this the Gemara says, Poshit minayu kedemaisa. Hakol ponim, I'll bring you a proof at least to the first question you asked. Kedemaisa, to the first question, that I'll bring you a proof to. Again, the why? It says in our Mishnah, or it's a Tosefta, that says, if somebody says, Hareini Nazir li'achar esrim yom, I want to become a Nazir after 20 days. After 20 days, I want to become a Nazir. And then he says, but from now, today already, I want to start counting Naziris to be for 100 days. So what's the halacha? It says clearly here, He has a right now to start counting these next 20 days for his 100 days Naziris. And then when it comes the 20th day, he has to stop his count and start like a new count to be Mekayim his first Naziris of 30 days. And he doesn't take any haircut yet. After he finishes these 30 days, then he goes to continue on another 80 days to finish his first Naziris. This much were poshut. That in the case where you want to have intervals, and what's left over is going to be a long time, more than 30 days, that for sure you're going to have a zman of a Naziris left over, that you could do. There's no problem, just take a break in between. So therefore, you're allowed to start right now to keep 20 days for your Naziris of 100. But then after 20 days, you have to stop then. No real stopping. I mean, you continue the same halachas. It's just that it's called you're starting over a new count. Like, you don't take a haircut. You're still in the middle of the Naziris. Just as called, now after 20 days, you're starting to have a new count now. Now I'm counting 30 days straight to be Mekayim, my first Naziris that I said. And when he finishes those 30 days, at the end of 50 days, again, no haircut, he just right away starts the continuing the count of the first 20 to make up to 100. So he has to finish another 80 days. But just because you could make such a Kabbalah that the first 20 days don't go to waste, but you can start keeping your Naziris right away the first 20 days. Even though in between you have to stop that count and start a new count for a new 30 days, that's the Chiddush, so what? But yeah, that you can do. That's also the Chiddush Stephen HaMishnah, also the same thing. That you stop counting your count and go to your kid's count, then you go back to your count. Now there was a new question like this. What's going to be Nitma B'yemei B'noi? In the case of our Mishnah, let's say the second case of our Mishnah. Again, the second case of the Mishnah was where a person said like this, that I want to become a Nazir where my wife gives birth. And then he said, I also want to be a Nazir also. So he started to become, so what happened was his wife didn't give birth so fast. So his wife first gave birth, let's say 20 days later. So what he started to do first here is, first he started to keep his own Naziris. It says, Harein Nazir Kishili Ben, V'Nazir, Hischol Mayneshalei. So he started to count his own Naziris. V'yachkach Ne'olei Ben, then he had a kid. So Meniach Eshalei, he stops his own count, and goes to keep 30 days for his kids. And then he goes to finish off his own. The question is, Nitma B'yemei B'noi. In these middle 30 days, when he's keeping for the fact that he gave birth, his wife had a kid, they had a boy, he became Tomei then. What's the halacha? Now we know when a Nazir becomes Tomei, it's Saiser, it takes away all the days that he counted, and he has to start over again. So these middle 30 days, for sure, he has to start over again. The question is, though, the first 10 days that he kept for his own Naziris, is that Saiser? Do we have to start over again? Or maybe no, it's considered like two separate Naziris. One's his own Naziris, one's for his son. So when it became Tum in the middle of his son's, for his son's Naziris, that he has to start over again. That count is Batal. But maybe the first count is still here. So we must say that's a Machlokes. Reb Yochanan Omar Saiser. Yochanan says, yes, it's Saiser everything. It's called one long Naziris, you and your son. And he became Tummy in the middle, so you have to start over again the whole thing. Where Shlaka Shamarain is Saiser, Shlaka says no, it does not destroy the first count that you started for yourself. Because then when your wife gave birth, you had to start over again a new count for 30 days. So you're in the middle of a new Naziris now, for the Hoidor for your son. If he became Tummy then, so those 30 days are Saiser, but not the first 10 days that you kept. So what's the Machlokes just told you? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechonin Nomah Soiser Choda Naziris Arichti. Rabbi Yechonin says, now Mishnah is considered like one long Naziris. Lamaisi, you started to become a Nazir for your own sake. And then your wife gave birth, you had to stop, and you had to continue 30 days for your son's sake. But I call upon him, you're the same person, like that's one long Naziris. Like Tais says about him. Choda Naziris Arichti. Shere'ena Magaleach El Yachar Sheyashlem Shle V'shel B'noi. You don't take a haircut in between. After the 60 days, then you take one haircut. Over Yemtza Nazirus, so you are made. You're in the middle of your Naziris. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says it's called one long Naziris. Therefore, it is Saisi, you have to start over again altogether. Yeah. Mashenken Resh Lakisham, Resh Lakisham, Rabbi Yochanan, Yes, Saisi, called the Naziris Arichti. It's called one long Naziris. Resh Lakish Amar Shlakish says, no, ain't a Saiser. Why? Nizirus di day lechud, u de bray lechud. We look at your first 10 days that you counted for yourself, that's one separate Nizirus. And that you weren't tummy in, so you don't lose those 10 days. In the middle of 30 days for your son, you became tummy, so those 30 days you have to start over again. But you don't lose the count of the first 10 days you kept for your own Nizirus, because Resh Lakish holds is called by two separate Nizirus. Even though you don't take a hekut in between, so what? But it's considered like two separate Naziris. As Resh Lakish Shah, main Naziris, the day Lechud, or the Bre Lechud. Now the Gemara has a new question now. What's